The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
John Katsimatidis is owner, president, and chairman and CEO of Gristiti's Foods, huge grocery chain in New York City, and the Red Apple Group. And the Red Apple Group is coming to citrus territory, St. Pete. John Katsimatidis, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I think you're going to be spending some time in the sun this weekend, huh?
Well, at least 48 hours. Mike, I love St. Pete. I've been coming down to St. Pete, Tampa area, for 40 years. My wow. wife, Margot, her parents moved down there from cold Indianapolis 40 years ago. And we've been going down there ever since. And her father said to me, "Why don't you invest down here? Why don't you invest down here?" And he's the first one that said to me, "Buy everything there is available in Naples." Right. Well, I finally invested, and let me tell you, St. Pete, Tampa area, it's God's country. It's beautiful. I love the beaches. I love the people. And you know the one big thing that I tell everybody? In 100 years, there's only been two hurricanes. You know why? The Indians will tell you it's the Indian gods have made sure there's no hurricanes. But the scientists will tell you there's a magnetic thing underneath that area. So when hurricanes come up, you know what they do? They either zig left and they go to New Orleans, or they zig right and they go to Miami. But St. Pete, Tampa, no hurricanes.
John, it's the wildest thing. Now, you know I'm a relatively new resident of Tampa Bay. I moved here a couple of years ago from New York, and I went through my first hurricane warning a year or two ago, and everybody around me said, "Don't worry, it's going to zig left or zig right. It always does." I said, no, I'm watching on the news. They're saying it's going to be terrible. It's going to be..." It zigged left. It did the same thing it always does. It never hits.
Oh,
it's crazy. Well, John, you have to know, and I know you know this, but as a resident of Tampa Bay, everybody's talking about 400 Central. And I want to get to President Trump. I want to get your take on some politics and some. I want to get your thoughts on the debt ceiling and all of that, because of course you own WABC Radio in New York. Everybody's listening to Katz at night. They listen to your commentary, and I want to pick your brain a little bit.
And but four. We're partners with Salem and 970 on many a thing.
You sure are. AM 970 and WABC have this really neat partnership in New York City. And of course, you and Jerry Crowley go back many, many years. And everybody in our hallways just admires and loves you so much and respects you. So, and what you're doing to WABC
Jerry.
What's that?
I'll see Jerry Friday night in New York. I am speaking in front of the Northeast Broadcasting.
Yeah, in the Northeast. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I got the airplane standing by. After I finish speaking, I jump on the airplane, and guess where I come to?
St. Pete.
St. Pete? Now,
everybody's talking about 400 Central. This building is going to be so magnificent. Everybody's buzzing about it. They're talking about the amenities, and it's going to be, as I understand it, this condo that you're building in downtown St. Pete is going to be the tallest residential. Is it the tallest building on the West Coast or the tallest condo building on the West Coast of Florida?
The tallest residential building on the West Coast. I don't know if anybody's taller. It was going to be even taller. But because of restrictions with St. Petersburg Airport, the small one in town,
right.
Otherwise it would have been even taller. And the big argument I had with my own people, I wanted an observation deck on the roof. I wanted to go up there because I have the condo right underneath the top floor on the roof. I want to go up there and look at the stars, and look how beautiful it is. And always a clear night out there. And by the way, the other statistic, 361 days out of 365, you have sunshine.
I believe it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this building. You know, I'm like this geek. I go by and watch them. I mean, a couple weeks ago, John, they brought in all these trucks to pour the cement. It was like millions of pounds of concrete that they were pouring for the footers and the foundation and all this. And to watch this building start to emerge in downtown St. Pete is it's a blast. It's astounding.
Well, I'm coming down for business this weekend right. because I want to see the progress. We're up to either the first floor or second floor. I don't know yet. I'll see when I get there. Right. And we're going to do several book parties because I also wrote that book that you read. Right. And I look forward. I love the people of St. Pete. And I said, I'm going to put up a statue of Margot's mother and father in the lobby of 400 Central because they deserve it. They moved down from Indianapolis, and God bless them.
God be with them. And God bless you for what you're doing to the Tampa Bay economy with this beautiful building. And I hope everybody comes out to the book signing. I want to make sure, because it's open to the public, there's actually two this week, this Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. You're going to be at the sales gallery of the residences at 400 Central. That's right there at 465 Central Ave, right across from the construction site. And then a bigger one that's going to be open at 6 p.m. at the St. Pete Museum of History. That's on 2nd Avenue Northeast. That's at 6 p.m. John's book, I'm not kidding you, it was so inspiring, and I'm sending it to a copy. I ordered four copies for my four sons. I want them to read it. How Far Do You Want to Go? Lessons from a Common Sense Billionaire. And if you want to join John in person and meet him, go to the big book signing at 6 p.m. at the St. Pete History Museum this Saturday, 6 p.m., two book signings, also an earlier one at 4 o'clock at the Sales Center on Central Avenue. John, I can't let you go without asking you about these two titans in the political ring now, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump. You've known, I'm sure you know both of these men, but you've known Donald Trump for years. You know, I've got this quandary. I keep getting callers who call the show and they say, Mike, I voted for Trump twice, but I can't vote for him. And I say, well, what changed? What has changed? He hasn't changed one bit. And yet, I guess the change is that now he has a legitimate challenger in Ron DeSantis. I want to put you on the spot. Have you endorsed? Are you supporting one over the other? What's the John Catsimatidis takeaway on this battle between these two guys?
Look, on the Republican end, Donald Trump, I know him for 40 years. We've been on charity boards together. And he's, you know, I know him. Does he have faults? He has a lot of faults. And I've said that to him. I said to him, you tell people how good you are. Don't tell people how bad other people are. And I've said that to him straight out.
Right.
And, you know. And DeSantis, he does a good job in Florida, but he's got faults too. Yeah. And his faults are bad communication skills.
Right.
So what I say to all my friends, look, we have what we have. How do the British say it? Let things sort themselves out.
Yeah, let the game come to us. And this is the process, and we're going to watch this. It's going to be fascinating to watch. And this is an impressive field.
I mean, let me say one more thing.
Sure.
They're going to try to, it's evil what's going on in our system of government. They're going to try to kill Trump one way or another. You know, they are going after him in every possible respect, and I don't understand it. Why has our country gotten to be so evil as far as hating each other? And what I like what happened yesterday is we finally got some compromise that the Democrats and Republicans finally worked together to go forward. It's not the best deal in the world, but at least it showed that we worked together.
Well, and you talk about evil, and you know about what's happened in the streets of New York and San Francisco and major American cities. I saw a tweet last night, John. This is in San Francisco, a tobacco store. that was smashed and burglarized. The owner, an Afghani immigrant, said that the five perpetrators in two cars cleaned out the store, stealing over $100,000 of products. And the reporter said, when we spoke, he had tears in his eyes. He described how San Francisco has turned into a third world country. Just like Afghanistan, he said, he has tried to press his concerns to San Francisco City Hall, but no one in the city listens. John, this is happening in cities all over America.
Mike, it's happening to all the Democratic cities. And I've talked to Mayor Adams. I said, enough is enough. That we need a black Democratic mayor to take charge and say enough is enough. And right. I said that to Eric Adams, that he should do that. Otherwise, you can take our big city, San Francisco, Chicago. People are leaving. Nobody's going to be left. And we have a mass exodus in New York, too. New York is moving down to Florida. California is moving to Texas. So unless this November or next November, in 2024 with the federal elections, this November in New York City and in New Jersey, we have all the local elections going on, city council in New York City. People have to put their foot down and say, enough is enough. Let's save our city, save our state, save our country.
John Catsimatidis, safe travels. I'll see you Saturday. I'm going to come out and see you at 6 p.m. at the St. Pete Museum of History. I'll look forward to shaking your hand and thanking you in person. The book is astounding. How far do you want to go? Everybody needs it. Everybody needs lessons from a guy like this guy. John, thanks for joining us. Keep fighting the good fight. I'll see you this weekend.
I look forward.
Thanks, John. John Catsimatidis, again, great guy. He's a talk show host and radio station owner. And building this beautiful, I mean, it's fun to drive by this construction site and see what this 400 Central is starting to look like. It's going to be quite the condominium complex.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.